Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your Word. We thank you for this book of Galatians that you inspired Paul to write so that we might know about your wonderful grace. Today, I pray, Lord, that as we study your Word, you will teach us and guide us into all truth, and that you'll show us more about yourself, your Son Jesus, and your ways. Lord, we ask that you would equip us to live according to those ways that we might be pleasing in your eyes. And we'll give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mighty Towards the Gentiles. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 8. Paul has been reviewing his testimony with the church in Galatia. Because Judaizers who have taught false doctrine, which includes the keeping of the law along with receiving Jesus Christ as Savior, have come into the churches there, Paul is refuting their teaching by showing the grace of God that was extended to both he and them. In his review, he is told of returning to Jerusalem to meet with the leadership there to discuss his sharing of the gospel with the Gentiles. We continue our study in verse 8 of chapter 2 of the book of Galatians, where we read, "For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles." Notice first that this is a parenthetical phrase or verse, as though Paul felt the need to explain an additional thought to his last one. He adds this phrase. Paul just wrote that the leadership in Jerusalem saw the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto him as the gospel of the circumcision was to Peter. And to clarify this thought, further Paul adds, "For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision." Paul knew it was God who was the author of Peter's inspiration and gifting toward the Jews. Peter would have no apostleship toward the Jews at all if God had not given it. It was the Holy Spirit of God who gave Peter the ability to share with the 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. And it was God's Spirit who led and empowered him to share with the 5,000 in Acts chapter 4. It was God's Spirit who gave Peter the vision in Acts chapter 10 that would allow Peter to go beyond what he knew about the gospel and to whom it was to be given as he shared the gospel with Cornelius there. The Holy Spirit of God had wrought effectually or worked effectively within Peter. Paul continued, "The same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles." Paul knew that it was God's Holy Spirit who was the author of his inspiration and leading toward the Gentiles. The same Holy Spirit that worked in Peter also worked in Paul. The Holy Spirit's working was toward a different group of people, but the work was inspired by the same God. Notice again that the Holy Spirit was mighty in me. Almost as if Paul is surprised by the effectiveness of the Holy Spirit within him, he boasts of the working of God. By God's might, Paul ministered to the Gentiles. By God's might, the inspiration to reach them was given. And by God's might, many Gentiles came to know the Lord Jesus, of whom the Galatians were a part. So what is the common theme here? It was God who did the work. Peter and Paul were simply the instruments through whom God worked. So often when we are inspired to do some work for God or make great exploits for God, we forget to remember that God is the source and inspiration of any mighty work that we may do. Too often when we approach a new determination, we will go forth in our own strength, and we fizzle many times before the first few days go by. In order for us to realize the mighty working of God in us, we must first resign our own power and abilities over to the one who can and will get the work done. As with Peter to the Jews and Paul to the Gentiles, we are the most advantaged when we realize the source of our mighty working is God's Spirit alone, and without Him, we can do nothing. Next time, we will look at the argument made in Jerusalem. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,